Audio Mode Day 20. June 20th, 2016. Yep, that's the one. Freaky Foof intro music. Spent the day working on computers at a job that I'm doing. Swapping out hard drives. HDs for SSDs, that sort of thing. Thinking about how nice it is that just luckily I'm still using a laptop that has a plethora of ports on it. Just having a good old-fashioned full-size USB port. Not trying to geese here, but just today, thinking about it when I was looking at drives and hard drive interfaces that support both FireWire 800 and USB. I'm thinking, geez, options is nice sometimes if you're trying to get something done. All I needed was a good old-fashioned USB port, but even those might be not long for this world on future hardware. But who knows? But I'm just, after years of, I'm starting to get interface fatigue. Have I been going too long since started computing in like 86 on a Mac Plus? Made my way through many, many years of different types of ports. And I still have a backlog, a closet full of all types of different SCSI cables, FireWire 800, now Thunderbolt, and soon to be new types of USB stuff, dongles for 30-pin, dongles for lightning cables. It's complex. And you want to throw these things away because there's just, I don't know, there's no neat way to keep them all together. You're always losing them, or you never packed it in the right bag. Anyway, nice having a port. Maybe we can get to this one port, this one USB-C plus Thunderbolt thing that's going to last us for a while. But it doesn't explain where the Thunderbolt USB convergence is going to happen, if so. Front of Mac Rumors today, same... More fire on the concept of, or the rumor of the loss of the headphone jack in the iPhone 7, and that perhaps the iPhone 7 is going to ship with a pair of wired headphones with an 1/8-inch jack, the ear pods of today, with an adapter that would plug into the lightning port of the iPhone 7, and that extra room you gain extra speakers, but this is going to be interesting. It's going to be difficult for it limits choices, and it makes some hardware obsolete for those audio creators on the go. But anyway, just feeling the fatigue today, thinking about all the different combinations of things. Followed a pretty interesting discussion on Twitter. Jeff Thompson and Ray. At Ray, we're discussing, I think, the MV88, Shure's MV88, which is my gear crush currently of iOS hardware that I haven't yet gotten my hands on or haven't gotten in my possession. Interesting that it's a cute little mic, sticks on the bottom of your iPhone, turns your iPhone into a microphone, but it's also tilts so that you can use it as a video recording microphone. Tilts so it sort of bends towards your subject matter, but if you wanted to, for example, if you wanted it to tilt the other way, you have to spin it around, literally unplug it and plug it in the lightning port the other way. But if configured incorrectly, it actually covers the headphone jack, and that sounds a little complicated, and a little extra complication there that the headphone jack gets covered if you have it facing one way versus the other. And again, those headphones. Maybe it is Bluetooth 5. Maybe that's going to be the thing that really cleans up all these complications. But there's going to be some latency in this Bluetooth 5. It's got to be some. And even if it's very, very small, whatever it is, it's going to be added on top of the latency of the program. Like I said, Boss Jock, it's like 3 milliseconds of latency. So even if Bluetooth 5 was only 1.8 or whatever, 1.5 under 2 seconds of latency. That's still in addition to any latency the program's going to give you. But I don't know. Just thinking way too way too geeked thinking on the interesting road ahead with regards to all our little fun hobbies and work and jobs and equipment that we love. All right, audio mode day 20, only 10 days to go. Holy moly. See you guys later.